Hello again, you're listening to the News at 1 on Radio 1. Well, next to a possible resolution to the long-running row over the site of the planned 1916 Heritage Centre on Dublin's Moor Street, our Dublin correspondent John Kilrain is with us. You can give us the details in a minute, John. Just to remind us, what's the row about exactly?
Well, numbers 14 to 17 on Moor Street are a national monument. These are where the GPO garrison in 1916, when they fled the flames there, they tried to tunnel their way through a terrace on Moor Street and they were encircled by the British. And eventually that's where the last council of war was held, the last meeting of the provisional government. And that's where they decided to surrender. So in advance of the centenary in 2016, there's a long running dispute about exactly how much of this area of Moor Street should be preserved. There's been long running negotiations between the developers, Chartered Land, and the Department of Heritage. There's also been input by city councillors and relatives groups. Now, this what we have here is there's numbers 24 and 25 are owned by the city council. They're presently a cleansing depot. Now, the city council has to get the agreement of councillors before they can dispose of this property to Chartered Land, and the councillors have the veto. They can veto this. So what the city council management are now proposing is to swap these properties for the National Monument, for ownership of the National Monument, and that would leave the City Council in charge of it. And as part of the deal, Chartered Land would carry out the restoration of the four buildings to have a heritage centre there in time for the centenary.
Is that a long and complicated process, the swapping of it? How long might that take? Do you reckon it'll be done in time if everybody's agreeable?
The process isn't complicated. It's getting the agreement, which might be the problem. Now, there's a special committee there that these plans have already been shown to. It has to go to a full meeting of the City Council. You know, it's a hung council. Interestingly, Sinn Féin are the biggest group there, 16 councillors. They also have the Lord Mayor for the centenary of 2016. But at the moment, it seems, their representative on the committee, Micheál McDonagh, he's going to recommend rejection of this deal because he says the committee want more preservation. They want number 10, where the first tunnelling was made. They want that preserved. Also number 18, where the Paris Bakery is. They say pre-1916 features have been preserved there. Basically, they want the whole terrace from Henry Street to Parnell Street to be preserved. Their thinking is it's more important to get this right than it is important to have the heritage completed by 2016.
Well, what are the other factions on the council thinking or saying?
Well, the chairperson, Neil Ring, who's an independent councillor, he would be of the view, which is the councillors seem to be split on this, he would be of the view that we need to get the heritage centre completed for the centenary celebrations. That side of the argument would say that this is not giving up on the preservation of the terrace because there's no development going ahead. However, there are demolition permissions. So what we can expect to see is a lot of negotiations to go on in advance. This is going to be discussed at the September meeting of the city councillors.
John, thanks for that. Our Dublin correspondent, John Kilrain, now with